andare. Oh, oh, oh. Nel blu dipinto di blu, e che dici di stare lassù?
Coming up in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk to Tony Derpetti. Family still runs Gene and Giorgetti's 75th anniversary. Is anybody that has ever made Chicago a regular stop of any level of fame that hasn't had a dinner or a lunch at Gene and Giorgetti's?
You look at the list of celebrities who have been there.
I keep sending my picture over and they keep sending it back.
They just want you to sign it, Steve.
No, they want me to sign for the check. In 1941, FDR was elected to his third term. You know who FDR's vice president was?
His last vice president was Harry Truman.
Mm, third term.
Third term.
Third term. Not fourth term, third term. Henry Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Act like you don't remember Henry Wallace.
Hank. We called him Hank.
Ed Kelly was the mayor of Chicago. The Bears were champs. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The life expectancy was 62.9 years.
I'm there. Not quite.
Dave would be dead real soon.
And yet you look like you're going to make 10 o'clock. The gallon of milk costs 54 cents. A gallon of gas cost 12 cents. 12 cents. How about that? Just some fun facts from 1941 when Gene and Giorgetti started. And here in studio with me, one of the proud proprietors, Tony Derpetti. Good morning, Mr. Derpetti.
Good morning.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Also for Rosemont.
1 year for Rosemont, 75 years for Chicago.
So funny. It took 74 years for people to finally go, Tony, open another restaurant. Yeah.
I said we're a very progressive group. It took us, that long to open one. So.
I love you guys. I've spent a lot of money at your place, and I've never had a bad meal.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. So.
Gene and Giorgetti's, this is not one of the things I think you should be very proud of. You're not exactly on a runway. It's not a location where, you know, a million people are walking by every day. People seek you out.
It was worse than the old days. I mean, there was nothing around there. Now there's a lot of buildings around us, at least.
Right, you know. Right. But it always seems like you're doing great.
Thank you. We do the best we can. We don't take anything for granted. So
you had the garbage salad lately, Dave?
Not lately. No.
Oh, the garbage salad's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's a man salad.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the salad, think you're eating healthy, and yet it's a giant salad.
With two shrimp on top.
Yeah. Except when I come over and I go, throw a couple extra shrimp on there, Tony. Would it kill you?
Right.
What are you doing for the anniversary?
Well, we got a three-day event going. Started yesterday. $75 for two people to have dinner.
Really?
You get a choice of
That's a nice price.
I'm sorry?
That's a nice price.
Well, you get two appetizers, two salads, two entrees, a side, and two desserts. $75.
It's pretty good.
Now, all of the proceeds will be donated to Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which in 2015 awarded us the Jean Blanchet Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, that's very nice.
So
it's very nice. And is there a particular tie as to why that's the cause of the family?
Well, we're very involved with them. We sponsor their event in February every year over the last couple of years. And it's just something we got to know the people.
Because it matters.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need to know because it matters.
Exactly.
75 years, give me a couple of your favorite stories. Maybe stories that the founders told you or whatever.
Well, the founders were Gene Michelotti was my father-in-law. That was my wife's father.
Yeah.
Along with his partner, Alfredo Federici, who was nicknamed Giorgetti after a famous bicycle racer in Milan, Italy. So they started in 1941 and built it up to a very progressive place. It took a lot of politicians, movie stars, and so on. One of the greatest stories was Lucille Ball. Back when she did the movie Mame, back in 1974, I think it was.
Okay.
They wanted to close the restaurant to do a premiere party on a Saturday night. And my father-in-law wouldn't do it. He said, I've got too many regular customers. I can't just close the place for you people and so on. So she heard about this. She walked in one Saturday afternoon and says, I want to meet the SOB who wouldn't close this restaurant for me. And my father-in-law said, that would be me, honey. And actually, they became friends from that day forward. They used to get together in Palm Springs all the time.
Yeah, Lucy was a regular girl from upstate New York. And so I would imagine she was impressed with somebody that said, I don't care if you're Lucille Ball.
I say, well,
I got a regular group of customers coming in.
Well, that's the way he was. He took care of his regulars, for sure. So,
how many stories are there that you've heard through the years that you can't tell?
Well, if the walls could talk, you know,
right?
Right.
You think about a city like Chicago and a business that's in business for 75 years. And it's one of the great restaurants. I mean, you know, if those tables could talk.
The tables could talk. What kind of deals were done in the restaurant?
Well, the biggest deal was the Merck deal that was actually
was that struck at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Two different meetings, right, inside the restaurant. And then, in fact, Charlie Carey was one of the main guys on the deal, took a picture of himself in front of the window out in front, and said the deal was consummated at Gina Giorgetti.
And it's one of those napkin deals? That's a classic move where you're writing a figure on a napkin, you slide it across, right? One of those. The staff, I know some of the wait staff's been with you forever. Anybody in particular?
Well, there's one waiter's been with us 45 years. Other waiters there. The newer guys are there 22 years.
Yeah, the kids.
I've got a couple of dishwashers in the kitchen, believe it or not, who are there 39 years.
Wow. How about that?
It's amazing. In fact, one of the dishwasher's sons are executive chef now.
Well, it's a testament to your family. Because you know, people, if they didn't want to work there, they could leave. You know, they want to be a part of the family. You must take good care of folks.
We're one of the only restaurants too, I think, that pay all the medical insurance for all our employees.
Yeah, it's not common in the restaurant business.
No, not at all.
How'd you meet your wife?
I'm sorry.
How did you meet your wife?
It's funny. I could tell you a quick story. I was actually born 200 feet west of the restaurant.
Is that right?
Way back when. 310 West Illinois, right across the Assumption Church.
Yeah.
And I used to walk down to the restaurant and open the door for people to make tips. And some guy in a white shirt and an apron and a tie and so on would swear at me and throw me out. And, you know, in second grade, they tore the buildings down. We moved about five blocks north to Wells and Superior.
Okay.
I went through school, got drafted in the Army. I was in service overseas for 2 years. While I was in the service, my brother bought a house across the street from what became my in-laws. So I go visit my brother, and I saw this girl in front of her house, and she looked pretty good to me. So I asked her out. She accepted, and in that period of time...
Hold on a second, Tony. What kind of move did you have when you asked her out?
Opened the door.
She sees this creep hanging around next door and keeps staring at her.
Well, she didn't. She wasn't even born then. So,
it's a pretty girl. What'd you do? Well, you went over and you said what?
I just talked to her. I said my brother was right across the street, and you know, I asked her if she'd like to get together. She said yes, and... In the meantime, her mother put together who I was from the old days, because her father,
the kid we used to throw out.
Exactly. My father went to school with her mother for a short period of time. You know,
how long did it take before the in-laws loved you?
I think right away. I think they liked me right away.
So. Yeah, good for you. Well, that's a good story. You're a good man, and you got a great family, and you ought to be very proud.
Well, we got three generations now. My in-laws were the first. My wife and I, and now we got my daughter Michelle and my cousin Richard Sciotta. We're all involved in the business, so three generations.
Yeah, and the restaurant business is tough. It's tough. You know, it's long hours, and it's a real commitment. So for the family to be there, that's good. That's great.
Well, thank
you. Gotta do your heart good.
Thank you very much. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Nice to see you again. 75th anniversary in 1 year out in Rosemont. Let me tell you something. You give Tony another 74 years, he's going to open up a third location.
I bet he will.
Man, he'll do it. Don't you stop him. 927 back after this on 720 WGN.